Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Samechei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Four lines from the foot of the page, Azhara Lebal Oiv. Azhara Lebal Oiv Minayin, Artifnu El Oivis. Which love forbids Bal Oiv, the Pasuk says, do not turn to the Oivis. Korif Minayin, Vanesha Shetifne El Oivis. What's the source for Kawis? And the soul that will turn to the Oivos and Yedonim, etc., will be cut off. What's the source of punishment? If a man or a woman will have with them Oiv or Yedoni, they will be put to death. Why wasn't Yedoni taught in the first Mishnah of Krisis, which listed all the Aveis of Kawis? Rav Chizkiah b'shem Rish Lakish mipnei chenichlelu kulam b'lav echad artifnu el ha'ayveis v'gayme. Rav Chizkiah, quoting Rish Lakish, said it's because all of them, means both Oiv and Yedoni, were included in one love, artifnu el ha'ayveis, etc. Therefore, one who transgresses both in one halam brings only one chatas. Rav Yosef b'shem Rish Lakish Shehu b'leisase, shu ba mikayach ase. The second answer is from Rabbi Yossi quoting Rav Lakish. It's forbidden only due to a love that comes from the power of an ase. It means it's a love she'in b'imase, whenever brings a korban on it. And Rabbi Zeira, koimi, Rabbi Shisei Chizkia, achein le'asa, ba nash masni yedoini b'kuisis ela at. Rabbi Yossi asked and questioned Chizkia that why doesn't one teach Yedoini among Krisus, only you. According to you, one is Chayav Korban for it, just like for Oiv. Why is it never taught amongst Krisus? Amalei kamadi ishtoi koi ishtoyis asnisa. Chizki answered that just like the Torah teaches Oiv first, the Mishnah teaches Oiv, and then it cannot teach Yedoini, because this would imply that one is liable for both of them in one halam. Oiv Yedoni, Oiv Zeh Pitoim Amadabe Mishach Shechiov, Yedoni Zeh Amadabe Befiv, Hare Elo Beskile Vanishal Bahen Ba'athor. Oiv O Yedoni, Oiv is a witch who conjures up a mace and it speaks under his armpits. Yedoni is one who talks with his mouth. Both of these are stoned. One who asked either of them to conjure up the dead transgresses the love. Vedo Shel Amesim, Ithani Tani, Zeh Hanishal Begogroyus. And the phrase "v'dorish l'amisim," he asks for the dead. Some teach that this is one who asks a skull through witchcraft, and some teach it's one who raises a mace. "V'zechuroi" means on his male labor. "Dorish l'amisim" explains Oven Yedoni. Rashi says that "zechuroi" is his male organ. Tosafot says it's a kind of witchcraft. What's the difference between one who asks a skull and one who conjures up Bezichuroi? Sha'anisha begogoyles oila kadarkoi va'oila b'shabas va'hedjet ma'alas ha'melech ha'malas bezichuroi eina oila kadarkoi va'eina oila b'shabas va'eina hedjet ma'ala es ha'melech. One who asks a skull, the mace rises normally, means the head is above, and it can rise up on Shabbos, and a commoner can raise a king. One who conjures up Bezichuroi, it doesn't rise normally, means rather it's upside down, and he cannot raise on Shabbos, and a commoner cannot raise a king. Amr Huna, Kray Messiah Levan, Da'ama, Oiv Ze Ma'le Bezichuroi, Ma'ataima, Kasmi Na Li Ba'oi, Beheli Na Li Asher Oime Elecha. Amr Huna said that there's a pasuk that supports one who says that Oiv is one who conjures up Bezichuroi. How do we learn this? Shal asked the Baalas Oiv woman, Kiss me na li ba'oiv v'ha li na asher oime elayach, which implies that the mace rises as opposed to one who asks the skull. Ma achmarina, how do you learn from this? The mace rises also when one asks the skull. As we said, it rises normally. Amroiv mana, mikan da havas yada min milin sagin, man kedoin vahe ka'oiv me'eret kelech. But Mana answered, it's because she knew many matters. How did she deduce that Shaul asked her? We have to say that she raised Bezichuroi and was shocked that Shmuel rose normally, and she concluded that it's due to the honor of Shaul. Milahon de Rabbonin, Misayin lo Biyasa, Da'am Rabbiyasa, B'shem Rabbonin, B'pnei She'en Maktirin, L'Shedim. The words of Rabbanim in Reish Lakish earlier, who said that Oiv was taught in Krisus but not Yedoini, because only Oiv is Chayav Korban, this supports Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said in the Rabbanim that it's because Baalei Oiv do not do an action, they offer Ketores to demons. Rabbi Elah b'shem Rabbi Yossi b'pnei shenichalu kulon, she said b'lav echad. Rabbi Elah, quoting Rabbi Yossi, said that only Oiv was taught because all of them were included in one love, so one who transgresses both in one halam is liable only once.